Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger or bloggers that are just right for you. And today we have a very special guest, relationship expert Jacqueline Nichols, a professional matchmaker and creator of Intuitive Matchmaking Agency. We'll be discussing how to master the art of dating so you can find the perfect match. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and matchmaking is always fascinating to me. I'm sure there are times when you hit the nail right on the head, and then there are other times when you might miss horribly, and you're like, when you get clients, they're like, why did you hook me up with that person?
Oh, absolutely. The most amazing thing is, I always say, if I could just put a little, you know, intercom into your ear and his ear, you know, I could tell you guys exactly what to do and what to say, and you'd be perfect, because you're great when you meet me in person. But on a date, they trip over their words, or they get nervous, and then I'm like, no, that's not the person I wanted you to meet. I wanted you to meet the one that I met. And it's just people's personalities change on dates, that's for sure.
That's so funny. You want to be like a little Cyrano de Bergerac action, right?
Absolutely.
You know, you're telling them exactly what to say. That's so funny. That's hysterical. Now, we were talking about mastering the art of dating. So what does that mean to master the art of dating? And why is dating an art?
Well, you know, it really is, because it depends at what stage of life you're coming in. We have clientele from early 20s to late 90s that even come to us. So we have a whole gamut of all stages and all backgrounds and all their own histories. And when people can feel empowered to understand that dating is sometimes a necessary evil to get to that relationship, then they can enjoy the process more and they can understand the cause and effect. Too many people either skip the steps or just don't get engaged and always wonder why they're single. And that's the part that we really focus on. They understand why they're communicating, what it is that they are reaching out for, why they're dating in general. People say they're lonely, but yet they're not making room for somebody to be in their life. And that's why it's so important to understand dating.
So now, okay, you mentioned that there are steps to the art, right? So what's step one? How do we get started and enjoy and be confident in the experience?
You know, the first part really is to understand, why do you want to be in a relationship? A lot of people are just bored because it's Saturday night and they have nothing to do again, but they're not really ready to alter their life to make time for somebody new, where maybe they're going to have to adjust their schedule. Maybe they're going to have a new routine. Maybe that person has kids and they're going to have to be more flexible. So they have to get to a place where they understand that they're going to make changes. And this has been a huge thing, where a lot of times people come in and want the matchmaking, but they want somebody who's just like them, so they don't make any changes. But then it's kind of boring for them because they feel like they're dating themselves. So they have to get to a place where they're aware to start off of why they want a relationship and what's the goal of the dating. Then they can attract somebody who's going to be in a similar place as them, but have something new to bring to the relationship. And then they can build from there. But a lot of people are so focused on, oh, I'm lonely tonight, I wish I had company, and not thinking about what it takes for the work to build up a long-term, trusting, loving relationship.
So more of that instant gratification thing, you know, you have a need in this moment, and then it's like, I just need to satisfy that, versus looking at it as more of the long term. And yeah, it does take work, you know. So step one is just understanding why. Why do I feel like I need somebody in my life? Okay, so when you have established that, now you might be a little nervous about getting out there or putting yourself out there. How do you guide people that have some trepidation about the dating process, and let them know exactly what they have to offer, so they are confident in themselves?
That's a great question, and I appreciate you asking it, because people are so, they have their friends, they have their coworkers, they have their families. It's always telling them how great they are. but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be great for dating. And so it's time for them to be able to learn what somebody else has to offer and finding what enriches their life from it. Maybe that person, you know, is really great at biking and they want to go and learn how to go on more bike trails. They've never done it. They can learn things that another person can enrich in their life. And so when they start to think that their world can expand, then it's more exciting when it comes to dating. But they also want to be clear as to what their goal is. Some people want to date just to date, to have fun. Some people want to date because they want to start a family. And then some people want to date because they really just kind of want to get on with this later chapter in life. So when they kind of understand better what their long-term goal is, then they can enjoy the dating and let it naturally unfold too.
Now, okay, so those are people who might be nervous about dating, and so they have to know exactly what their goal is, their dating goal.
Right.
Right. But now, what about people that have been hurt in the past? If your heart's been broken, maybe, you know, over and over again, because you're in that same kind of pattern and cycle. How do you begin moving forward to start believing in love again if you've been hurt?
Well, this is a really interesting one to work with people, because our program follows up with clients. Once we've even matched them, they come with their new partner for their monthly appointments to keep building and strengthening that relationship. And the one thing that has been a pretty constant is the obstacles they have in their new relationship rarely have to do with each other. They usually have to do with unfinished business of their past relationship. So what is important is to accept that meeting somebody new, you might have a broken heart or they might have a broken heart that needs to be healed. And it's learning to trust. I have a wonderful client that when he joined, he had gone through too much. The girlfriend before had ran him through everything. And I knew this about him. So when I matched him with another beautiful lady, I really worked hard with her to just know that even when he's not reaching out, even when he seems to not be as engaged as you'd like, I know he likes you because of things he's telling me. So you're going to have to hang in there a little longer. And she always says to me now, and they've been together for almost 2 years, she's like, there's no way we would have made it through those first 2 months because his heart was so broken that any other girl would have quit trying because he wasn't giving the signs. So, you know, if you don't have somebody guiding you through translating the male-female conversation, a lot of times the misunderstandings are there and people want to jump to conclusions or assume they're dating somebody like their ex. And it's important to give people a chance to start a new story with you and not start the old story from the last partner. And that's what tends to happen. People just kind of hit play again and they forget that the main character has changed. And that's where they have a hard time moving forward.
Right. Okay. So it is. It's good. You know, it's a whole new story. It's a whole new chapter of the book, right? Of your life. So
absolutely.
I think that's really important for people to remember. Now, what message of love and dating and relationships do you want to leave our listeners and inspire our listeners with, Jacqueline?
I think the most important thing is, like, our tagline is find love, enjoy love, keep love. And what I really want to inspire people with is understanding that once you find the love, let yourself enjoy it. Let yourself embrace it. Let yourself be happy and be happy with the other person and trust in the journey. However long that person's supposed to be in your life, let it be a positive one and let yourself be allowed to be vulnerable enough to have hope again and believe that love can happen. And then, you know, from there, enjoying it, let yourself keep that relationship. Most of the couples that are people that come to me, I should say, as single, tell me that they really should have made their last relationship work, that they quit too soon. And I hear that from probably 70% of my clients that had a divorce. They say they really should have made it work, and it's a lot harder out there later. So when you do find it, take care of it, love it, and realize that both people are just as vulnerable and just as scared that they'll be alone. So why not allow the other person to feel safe?
Well, that's awesome, Jacqueline. I think that's a great piece of advice to leave our listeners with, and I appreciate you and being on with us in Jennings Wire podcast series. It was really fun and informative. And to contact Jacqueline Nichols and Intuitive Matchmaking, please visit www.intuitivematchmaking.com, where you can also learn more about her upcoming summer webinar in the Find Love series. It's designed to support singles mastering the art of dating and move them toward mastering the art of being in a relationship. So again, thanks so much, Jacqueline, for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. Take care.
It was our pleasure, and this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more of these posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.